Australia's Prime Minister John Howard is in Bali, Indonesia today for a memorial service for the victims of last Saturday's nightclub bombing. Many of the more than 180 people killed were Australians. Howard's visit coincides with warnings to Australian nationals to leave Indonesia in the wake of disturbing information about possible new attacks. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bali.
More and more senior Indonesian officials are now saying publicly what they've refused to admit for months, that terrorist groups are operating in Indonesia and may be responsible for Saturday's attack. On Monday, it was Defense Minister Maturi Abdul Jalil who said so. Today, Indonesia Security Minister Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono added his voice in what appears to be a carefully calculated effort to prepare the public for action against these groups. Indonesia's President Megawati Sukarnoputri, who visited the bombing site on Sunday, has yet to make any public statement on who might be involved. Political analyst and former Defense Minister Juwono Sudarsono says Megawati's silence is not surprising, given her cautious nature and political vulnerability.
She heads a cabinet which essentially is a coalition of nationalist and Islamist parties, and she has to tread very carefully that in addressing the issue of alleged terrorism within Indonesia, she has to be careful not to seem to be anti-Islamic, quote, against Islam within her own country.
At the same time, Sudarsono and other analysts say Megawati would probably have the support of the majority of Indonesians in taking action against the extremists if the government can offer proof of their involvement in terrorist acts. Sydney Jones is Indonesian project director for the International Crisis Group. She says Indonesians, by and large, are a tolerant people.
They're people who believe that religions should live together, that there isn't one source of truth, that jihad, in the sense of actually using violence against people from other religions, is completely wrongheaded. There's no support for the radical fringe other than a tiny, minuscule proportion of the population.
Their support may be limited, but their freedom to operate in Indonesia has not been. U.S. and Asian intelligence officials accuse Indonesia of being the weak link regionally in the war on terror. Neighboring Malaysia and Singapore have moved aggressively against extremists in their countries in the past year, and they've arrested dozens of people believed to have been planning to attack Western targets in the region. But comparing Indonesia to Malaysia and Singapore is unfair, says former Defense Minister Juwono Sudarsono. Both have fared the regional economic crisis better than Indonesia has, he says, and both are far more stable politically than Indonesia.
It is the weak link precisely because the social and economic underpinnings of democracy here is the most vulnerable to militant action by radical groups, both Islamic and non-Islamic. The economic crisis has made it easier for many radical groups to vent their anger at the authorities and the government using Islamic symbols.
While President Bush has blamed Al-Qaeda for the attack here in Bali, Sudarsono says the culprits are more likely local. What's not clear, he says, is whether they share Al-Qaeda's ideology or are merely part of a like-minded coalition of groups operating in the region. When and if the Indonesian government does crack down, it will likely use new emergency anti-terrorism measures expected to be enacted by President Megawati Sukarnoputri this week. But the International Crisis Group's Sydney Jones says enacting such measures could be dangerous.
The scary part about that is that it may be the case that the anti-terrorism measures restore authority to the army, either de facto or de jure, for internal security at a time when all efforts at political reform in this country have been to try and assert the supremacy of civilian institutions.
For now, that's a price the government may be willing to pay. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bali.